It's springtime, and that may inspire you to sing songs with lyrics about Paris and love. Linguist Jeff Nunberg, who's been living in France, is singing a different tune.
Back in the States on a visit, I'm talking to Deb, who lived in Paris as a student a couple of years ago. I told her I'd had a good Thai meal in a place in the Rue de la Roquette, a street near the Bastille with a jumble of bars and ethnic restaurants. "Oh yeah," Deb says, "I lived on that street in 1989 when it was still funky. You know," she says, and here she smiles, "when Paris was Paris?" "Right you are, Deb. The last time Paris was Paris was in 1989, if that happens to have been the year you were young and fancy free here. Or 1955 or 1927. Or if you have the misfortune never to have been young and fancy free in Paris, you can swell with vicarious nostalgia for the time when James Jones and Richard Wright were young and fancy free here. Or still earlier, to when Scott Fitzgerald was young, and when Henry Miller was freeing his fancies on the prostitutes in the Rue de la Roquette back when the street was really funky. This much is sure, though. Whenever you think Paris was Paris, that was only clear in retrospect. Already in the 15th century, François Villon was writing, "Where are the snows of yesteryear?" And Parisians have been looking back wistfully over their shoulders ever since. Hemingway called the city a movable feast, or anyway his wife and publisher did when they published his Paris memoir after his death. But it's a feast that you're supposed to arrive at just as the waiters are bringing the check. People seem to understand this. They get off the plane at De Gaulle for their first trip to France with "The Last Time I Saw Paris" going around in their heads. The most popular modern image of the city is that 50s photo by Robert Doisneau of a dashing young man on a busy street sweeping up his girlfriend in one arm for a kiss, both of them oblivious to the passers-by. But it's the bystanders that are the real subject of that photo. I suppose Paris is a pleasant enough place to be if you're young and in love, but then so are Dayton and Wilkes-Barre. But the lovers here are only props, like the accordion players posted strategically in the Place des Vosges and in the streets leading up to Montmartre. The lovers are there so someone else can happen on them in his solitary wanderings and feel sad and slightly superior. This is the flâneur, the type established by Baudelaire, the model for all visitors to Paris ever since. The German writer Walter Benjamin wrote that the flâneur is someone who makes the streets into his living room, who turns the café terrace into the bow window from which he looks out on his world. Benjamin himself was one of the great flâneurs of the 20th century. There's a show right now at the Centre Pompidou devoted to him and his Paris. You think of him shuffling down the streets, a dapper, lumpy, middle-aged man, his head down but missing nothing. It's probably raining. It came out a while ago that the Doisneau photo was posed. The newspapers published pictures of his models, distressingly old and long since gone their separate ways. Maybe there are no real lovers in Paris, just as there was never really a time when the city's heart was young and gay, as the song puts it. Just a city full of people with their noses up against the glass. They should remake The Last Time I Saw Paris. The book of that title was originally set in the 30s, but the setting was changed to the 50s in the Van Heflin movie. I see it now in 1989, Deb's Paris. Christian Slater and Vanessa Paradis walking down the Rue de la Roquette with some Thai takeout in their hands as the accordions swell.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist associated with Stanford University and the Xerox European Research Center in Grenoble, France.